air adventures of Biggles. Biggles has found Hagen's papers, but he has no hope of escaping with them from the island. The crooks have captured his plane, and Bertie and Colonel Summers are captives aboard the Vega. Leaving Algy and Ginger at Susanna's hut to guard the papers, Biggles and Tom set off for the yacht in a desperate attempt to rescue their friends. But the prisoners are planning their own escape. Bertie outlines a wild plan to Colonel Summers, and together they wait for darkness. Then, Bertie checks to make sure that all is ready.
Ah, let's see now. The chairs are piled on the table. There's the bucket and the mop, and we can make a bit of a row with them, what? Now, there's Harriet. Have you found something you can bash things with, old bean?
The leg of this chair. The one you broke over the Negro's head. It'll do, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. Treat it as a jolly old drumstick. Bash everything with it. The portholes, the floor, the mirror. Anything that'll make a belly din.
Suppose they ignore us.
Well, we'll have had the satisfaction of making the dickens of a mess. But they won't ignore us. When they hear us smashing the cabin to pieces, they'll come tootling down like nobody's business.
Even so, it's crazy. Seems like asking for trouble to attempt escape with them all in here.
Oh, they'll be in darkness, old trout. That'll make a world of difference. During the shemottle, we'll edge towards the door. When we're right, I'll give the word, and you'll smash the light with your chair leg.
It's possible, I suppose.
Oh, it'll be as simple as masticating a sizzled sausage. Now, are you ready to put the great strategy into operation?
Yes, if we're to do it, let's get it over.
Right. Let battle commence. Stop! Ah, dear old Napoleon himself. And one offsider. What do you think of that, Colonel? Not much of a valley audience, what?
Not nearly big enough.
Ah, then we'll carry on with the performance, old sausage. And this time we'll make it even better.
No! Not the noise, I am warning you.
Come on, Colonel!
Stop! I can't stand
these!
Stop!
You fools! Stop waiting in the cabin! Cease this noise immediately!
Righto, Colonel LB, these up. The official guests arrive with another offsider.
What are you trying to do, Lizzie?
Oh, while away the dreary hours, that's all, old trout. Didn't do a bad job, did we?
You have behaved like vandals. The cabin is ruined.
Oh, come right in and see it properly. It's even worse beyond the table.
I don't understand it at all. This behavior is so pointless.
Think so? Now, Colonel, the light! Run for it, Elbeam. Go like steam.
How can we expect to escape when we're knee-deep in water?
Best place for us, Colonel. They can't see our tracks. We'll work along in the shallows for a while, then ease back to the mud.
Oh, fancy doing this at my age.
Better than being locked up on the yacht, Holbein. Everything's going swimmingly so far. Ooh, rather apt, that, what?
Eh?
Oh, never mind. Just push on, old sausage. Push on, regardless. Oh. How are you going, old trout? Winded yet?
Winded? I've been winded ever since we jumped off that yacht.
Ah. Well, then we'd better pause for a breather, what?
No. Keep going. We've done so well, we mustn't spoil it now.
Oh, don't want to run yourself into the ground, old bean.
Oh, I'm all right, I tell you. We'll keep going. These mangrove trees don't give us enough cover.
As a matter of fact, I think we've tossed the blighters for the moment, anyway. Haven't heard anyone's voice raised in song for a few minutes.
Well, they'll be still looking for us, and sooner or later they'll come through this part of the swamp. We must get clear of
Uh-oh, someone's trigger-happy.
Yes, and not far enough away for comfort. Faster, Lizzie, or they'll be firing at us instead of shadows.
Every movement, you fool! You warn the English and gain nothing. Wait until you can absolutely see them.
These swine. When I see them, I use no gun. This razor will draw blood.
For that, you must have live bodies to cut. Find them.
We are looking, aren't we?
Four men searching through a mangrove swamp. What hope have we? Head toward the coast. They may have gone that way.
Well, we've done it, Chief Eosossi. We've dodged the blighters.
Thank goodness. And thank goodness we're clear of that confounded mangrove swamp. Now we're out of that morass. I don't even mind you calling me Chiefy.
It's good to get some good clean air into your lungs again, what?
Yes, but we'd better not rest far too long. Where are we likely to find Bigglesworth?
We shan't worry about him, Albine. He might be anywhere. We're going to ooze back to the jolly old kite.
But the crooks are holding the plane.
Well, it's about time they stopped. There are only two of them there, so I reckon we've a fair chance of stitching it back.
And there may be more. We don't know.
Albine, in the rumpus just now we saw Morgan, Starley, and two of the Negroes. Well, that leaves Zolotov and one Negro not accounted for. They'll be at the kite. It'll be easy.
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, at least it'll be easier than tackling the main gang, which is what we might have to do if we stay here. So let's waffle up a spot of trundling onwards, what?
Wait, Morgan!
Why? We haven't found anything yet.
And we won't by wandering around blindly like this. The mangrove belt is too vast.
Yeah, they're in it nowhere.
By now they may not be.
Are you saying we let them go?
Certainly not. I'm suggesting we look for them where we know they will be.
Yeah, now you can read their minds, eh?
Strangely enough, I can. They will go direct to the plane.
Ah, you're guessing.
I have had enough of your insolence, Morgan. I will make the plans and you will follow.
All right. What do you think?
Lissy is an airman. He knows the plane is in our hands, therefore his first thought will be to recapture it.
You talk stupid. They will go back to their leader.
I doubt if they know where Bigglesworth is. And Lissy certainly won't report to him until he has recaptured the plane. That we must prevent.
You are so clever. How?
We will circle back to the yacht to make sure we have not missed them. Then, if we do not see them, we will go at once to the plane. There, I think, we will find our English friends.
It's very quiet, Biggles. Doesn't seem to be anyone on deck at all.
They may be hidden. Von Stahlhein wouldn't leave the yacht unguarded.
I don't see how we're to find out. If there is a sentry, he'll probably stay hidden until he sees us. And if he sees us, he'll shoot.
There's a piece of dead wood in the mud by your foot, Tom. Can you pull it out without making too much noise?
I think so. Yeah, it isn't very big.
I don't want a big piece. I'll toss this over into the water. There's a sentry aboard. He'll shoot at the splash.
Perhaps he's asleep.
That's possible. And by Jove, to suit us. We're going to take a risk, Tom.
Not show ourselves.
Yes, climb aboard. We might be seen, of course, but that's a gamble we'll have to take. Or would you rather I did it alone?
Oh, no fear, I'll be with you. But my teeth will be chattering.
So will mine, don't worry. Is your gun ready?
Oh, my word.
Then we'll go across. Take it as quietly as you can. See anybody?
Yes, there's no one on deck, I'm sure.
We'll try the after cabin next. Bertie and Summers may be locked in there.
The hatch is down here to my left.
Tiptoe across to it. Whatever you do, don't wake anyone now.
Right. I say, Biggles.
Yes?
The door's open.
Hey, good grief.
And have you noticed? There isn't a sound. I don't think there's anyone on the yacht.
I'm going to risk a match. Be ready to shoot.
Right.
Suffering cats. Look at that mess in the cabin. There's been a fight.
And what a fight. Biggles, I'm sure the yacht's deserted.
I think you're right. But we'll make a search before we decide. You comb through this after portion while I search forward. If there's no one here, I'll meet you on deck in a couple of minutes. It's like a ghost ship. Not a soul anywhere.
And where the blazes are they?
You tell me, Tom.
Pickles, do you remember when we were coming through the mangroves? I thought I heard a couple of shots.
We both did. But we decided we were imagining things. We weren't. Those were rifle shots we heard. I'll bet they had something to do with...
Holy smoke!
Get down, Tom! Back on the deck!
Those were rifle shots.
And they were aimed at us. Starley's boys left the yacht, but now apparently they're coming back.
Von Stahlheim's suite back to the yacht has brought Biggles and Tom into full view. Will they now be made prisoners? Can Bertie and Colonel Summers recapture the plane? The excitement will mount in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.